Good. So we're holding here in the middle of Netilas Yadayim, and it says before we saw that if somebody's oichel lechem bli Netilas Yadayim is kibal isha zayna, we spoke about that last time. Elamarava kolabal isha zayna l'seif makshik lechem yisur. Amar zeikam arab alaza kolamizal zibun Netilas Yadayim nekem in oilam. That if somebody is mizalz Netilas Yadayim, he's nekem in oilam. That's a very, very sharp lashon for something that is a drabbanan and so on. So let's take a look at the maral over here. Each one of these memories is really a separate memory, so there's no, they're not dependent on one another. Nekem in oilam, pirish, davazer, ki kdushas hayadayim hu kdushas haschalosai. Ki hayad hu haschalosai odam kashi yagbiya yodav lemala miroishayin. Because mezalzal mikdushasoi mikdushas haschalosi nekem in oilam ke einloi haschalo kashachoyte baschalo ulfika kosetz chitzes yidayim rochzeyem ragleim v'lo yimusu ki magia heda kashahu poigim baschalo aki kare tshone mikdushas yoyne v'eschal hovin ze. So the moral says that 2 points he makes. First of all, we do see that there's a chumra in doing something in not being Netilas Yadayim from avoda, that if you do the avoda without Netilas Yadayim, you chayv misa. So that he transfers to our case as well. And secondly, he says it's called aschala kasher when David lifts up his hands and b'meila his poigim is aschala. Let's try to understand both pieces. First of all, the nekuda over here that he says that. It's a the raya that he brings from the din of Kiyor and Rechitzas Yadayim by Kodesh, a little bit hard to understand his raya, because over there the chumrah is that you did avoda with a lack of respect. In other words, you approached HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mikdash without prapachana, with Yadayim that are tummy. So it's not so clear what is raya that he means to bring. That is a problem. I don't have a solution, but it's a problem. This raya is not such a strong raya. It's quite weak, actually. The second thing he says is...
Just a question.
Yes.
What's the inyan of why do you have to... the kohen has to wash his hands, right?
Right.
He doesn't have to lift his hands above his head.
Right. No, he has to wash his hands, but let's explain what your daim is. And then we'll talk about it. The Yadayim is something which extends the reach of a person. What's the inyan when a person davens? There was an inyan of lifting up your hands. You have it in the Siyas Kapayim of Kohanim. We're lifting up your hands is a tzura of avodah of some sort. You also have it in a few times in Chumash, vayisa yodav, vayed mal mizbech vayisa yodav, that in the siyas yadayim is a form of tefillah. David HaMelech and Shlomo we have. And the understanding over there is there's also a lashon in the Zohar HaKadosh many times of Va'aremas Yodi Bitzlusa. I lift my hands up in tefillah. Not an uncommon lashon. Both of them are sort of a tzura of tefillah. And the question really is, what exactly is this tzura of tefillah? What's unique about it? So the pashtus is that Yadayim reach up above where a person's matzav is. In other words, I am where I am. I'm in a certain metzias, and that's all that there is. I can lift myself above it by reaching up above it. And in that way, I'm sort of mischaber to my shayrish. The Maral says many times that when it says ki adam eitz asada, this is something that was sort of going to have Tu B'Shvat, automates a Sadeh. So a person is an inverted tree, and the roots are Lamala, and we grow out towards Lamata, which is makes sense. We're the Shoyer Shvat Nisham is Al Yoinim, and we were Mishtal Shakim Nachoinim. So when a person lifts up his hands upwards and tries and reaches out, he's sort of connecting with his Shayrish, and the Yad becomes the person's Tchila, it becomes his root. So anytime we play him in that, we are we're Nekim in Olam, because a tree can suffer many blows except for a blow to its roots. If the roots are destroyed, you know, you can take down many twigs, many branches, and that's okay. You can cut the trunk down, but the roots are the most vulnerable. So since the Adayim allow a person to reach up Lamala, they are the person's Sheirish Nestchila, and that's what you need is Kedusha. So when a person's Mekadesh is Yadayim, it's more than just a specific Aver. He's Mekadesh the Sheirish of his Metzias. Because
Moshe Rabbeinu davened in Amalek with his hands also clapping.
Correct. It's a very very.
Somehow was mevatel the koyach of Amalek somehow.
Yeah, it's because it says Reishis goyim Amalek. Amalek is extremely powerful because they go very much. They're as far up on the ladder as you can get, and you have to surpass them. Most other goyim are at the low end of the ladder. In other words, they are offshoots of Klal Yisrael, and that's why it's much easier. Amalek is the Ra that's Zelum HaSeh of Klal Yisrael. Reishis Bar Elokim, Bishul Yisrael Shnikra Reishis, and Reishis Goyim Amalek. Both of them are a Bechin of a Reishis, and therefore we have to reach above them. Rav Futner writes, he has a Maimer on it, that the reason why today we don't do it is because the Goyim took it, and it became one of those things that, you know, we don't do whatever Goyim did, it becomes Mos. But, you know, there is such an Inyan, and that's that Inyan of reaching upwards and attaching the Shayrish. So that's one piece. Then he says, the next Gemara is, Amar Abchia Ba'ashem Arab, Mayim Rishayim Tzoshek Be'yod of Lamalo, Mayim Achoyim Tzoshek Ashpil Lamata. Now that memra as such seems to relegate Rav's that Tanya Namehochi seems to relegate the Maim of Rav to technicality of the in order to the Tumah shouldn't happen. Melech Stamis, he doesn't explain why. Rashi explains that for Melech Stamis, you want it to drip down and it should get away from the person. The Moral says over here that it's a machlokas, really, and there's a much deeper reason. Mayim Rishayim Shagbiya Yadav Bechula Pirsh. Ki Mayim Rishayim Roa Shia Magbiya. Ki Kein Roa El Yadayim. Shenikro Nitilas Yadayim. It's called uplifting. Volosh Nitilahu Nesia. Kmei Vayinatim Vayinasim Kol Yimei Oilam. Uksiv Vayises Yadav. Uksiv su yedeichem kodesh. Kinetilis yadayim asmolu ma yamin. Uksiv yamin Hashem roimeima. Okach tzoshek bias yadav. So, mayim arishon ve'el dvar mehukri moid moid. We spoke about it before, in a few paragraphs before we spoke about it. Ki mayim arishon mitzad yamin ve'yamin mitzoy mitzad ha'kdusha. Ve'lo mayim arishon mipnei melach stoimis ve'mitzad asmol. Ukemoi she'yamin mitzad ha'kdusha kach asmol moid bekoach kol dova. So the Moral first says that Rav does not agree with the Brice's Tam, or at least his reason is not the Brice's reason. He's got his own inyan about what he's saying. So let's talk a little bit about this point. Let's try to understand it. There are two types of netila that are required of a person. And let's go, I guess, one step before that. There are two types of there are two types of inyanim that the hands can do. One is the hand reaches up higher than I am. It's like when you lift up your hand in tefillah. Just like when a person tries to pull himself up with his hands, you know, like you do chin-ups. So you grab onto something higher and you pull yourself up to get over a wall or something like that. So one pull of the yadayim is they reach beyond the person and they're able to pull the person upwards. The second one is the other way around. I don't make contact much with the world around me. My hands make contact. So the working with the dirt in the field and everything else in this world, interacting with this world, my hands are the organs that do it. There are two inyanim tels yadayim. There's an inyanim tels yadayim that is a chana for something more kodesh. So, lemashal, the Netilas Yadayim in the morning, there's a machlokes in Rishonim, famous machlokes, whether it's because Stam Yadayim Askanias Haim, or because for Tefillah, they were misakin. What it means, misakin for Tefillah means, even if my hands are clean, but I need to show that I'm now moving a madrega higher. In other words, my hand's normal position, their default setting, is not good enough for that. So let's just give an example, I guess, what's a little more graphic. There's a person comes into the house, your child comes into the house, he's dirty, he's filthy, he's a bit on the odoriferous side, and you tell him, you know, you really need to take a shower, you need to take a bath, you need to wash off. Okay, then there's a second one. You're going to meet somebody important. You're going to a wedding or something. You're going to do something important. It's Shabbos, whatever. You tell him, take a shower. And he says, I'm not dirty. You say, no, but you need to look fresh. It's not enough that you're not dirty. It's you need to show when you come, you need to show that you've prepared yourself. You've made yourself better than you were. So you come, you know, washed up and snicker on you. That shows a certain darga of hachana for something above. So we say when it comes to davar that's kodesh, our normal madrega is not good enough. We need to be notol yadayim and to remove what normally is not an impurity, now is an impurity, and now I need to move that and sort of make myself roy for that. That's until Zdemet, Philokontol Shitas, that's Maim Rishonim, that's all in Maim Rishonim is I need to eat Chulam Betara. It's a sort of higher Madriga. It's when you go into Beis HaMikdash. Even if you're okay, but you need to prepare yourself by doing Netels Yadayim, Yadayim Raglayim. And that is where the hands get lifted up. That is a darga of yamin, where yamin is something that brings a person upwards. Yamin is brings a person mashpeh ruchnis on a person. That's all shayach to the world of Mayim Rishonim. There's a second chelik. Whenever I am osek in this world, the shayla in the Gemara about the Netilas Yadayim in the morning is only whether we do it because Stam Yadayim Askanias Hain, but when the hands get When I work within the world, my hands always get dirty. I cannot handle something without being affected by it. There's a I once read, there was a physics textbook written by a really hip professor of physics in San Francisco, like one of the hippie age, and the whole book is written kind of very cutesy. It's a very, very popular book. They've put out, I don't know, a dozen editions, but very cute. And he has the beginning of a chapter about I don't know if it's the action reaction or something along those lines. And the quote that he starts the chapter with is, "You can't touch without being touched." In other words, if you touch something, you're doing a pa'ula and you are a nifal at the same time. You're affected by something. If you put any two bodies in contact, if you put a boiling hot body in a cold body or in a lesser hot body, the heat will radiate to that body, but your heat will be diminished by the quantity and level of the coldness of the other body. There is no contact between two elements that does not affect both of them. If I kick the wall kicks back against me, and that's where we get a lot of the, a lot of the effects of thrust of rockets and so on. Every action has a reaction where the object becomes the subject and the subject becomes the object. So anytime I come into contact with this world, I am already affected and touched by it. And I need to wash it away. I need to wash away the psilis of this world. So, and when you eat a meal, you are physically making contact with the world. You eat with your hands or something or other. But more than that, you're interacting with the world in a very material and physical way. It's different than plowing a field, which is not not really a physical or material activity. This is when you're eating, you're involved in something chomri, taiva, and so on and so forth. You need to disengage from that, and disengagement again requires this darga of moving away and so on. And it tells you that. So that's a pchina of smoil. Smoil is the mida that divides and separates the different dargas in the world, and therefore I need to step back and move back from whatever it is. It's that's called Melech Stoimis. Melech Stoimis is the general rav, the world that sort of infiltrates everything. And when I ate when I eat something for a meal, some of the taiva, some of the klipa of the taiva stuck to me. It's, every meal is nutritious and it's wonderful, but it also has taste and texture, etc., etc. If you eat through an IV line or a zanda, whatever it is, you don't need it till sidayim, you don't make it a brach, you don't need anything. Because you're not, you're eating, it's a lomdash eating, it's not real eating. So the smoil, the job of the smoil is to be merachic things that need to be merachic. And that's where my machronim comes from. So one is meroimim, and one distances you from the lamata. So that's the halacha of mayim shoyin so sheik biyarav lamala. Mayim shoyin so sheik biyarav lamata are actually coming from the same root, the same point, and so on. Okay, next piece of Gemara. Amar Rav Avuah, kol eichel pas b'lei nigruv yadayim ke'ilu. If you don't dry your hands after the time, it's as if you're eating lechem tamei. By the way, the Gemara speaks about tumas yadayim. What speaks about alulim li tamei mashkes olul? These are things that tend to be very, very to touch something that's tummy. In other words, the fact that your yadayim are oisik and water is ubiquitous, these are things that tend to become tummy rather quickly. Okay, so here it says as if you oichel lechem tummy. So the Maral says, and he says, just let me see the pasuk, shenema kocha yuch me yisrael lachmam tummy begoyim ashadichem sham. I am sending out Klal Yisrael into the Golus, and I will feed them lechem tamei amongst the goyim. Now, the question here is, what Mayish Midas HaSinai? Like, where in this pasuk do you see that Eichel Pas B'lei Nigruv Yadayim Ke'ilu Oichel Lechem Tamei? The pasuk speaks about Bnei Yisrael eating lachem tamei by goyim ashadichem sham. The goyim are feeding them treifis. Let even say lechem tamei means lechem tamei, but what's going to be what's going to have, what's the kesher with Tils Yadayim, with my machronim over here?
Person's hands made the lechem tamei and he ate it.
Yeah, but I don't do with the goyim going out in the
I'm just gave a basic shot of his actual maimra,
the posh shot of the maimra. So the posh shot of the maimra is that the lechem tamei means not kosher. You know, tumei taran in the pasuk tends to mean food that's not kosher. That's the pasuk shot. But even if we'll say somehow we'll have it from Tulsi Yadayim, we still have an issue of what does that have to do with Nigav Yadayim? So they try to bring the end of the pasuk, it speaks about Maimim Shura Tishta and so on. That's where they try to bring rise from, but it's not so pashit. So let's take a look what the Maral says. Maral speaks about both points. Kilo echlechem tomei nira kamayim yeshbem tara kashem bekli v'mikva v'gashem al yad yeshbem tuma kayad mokoy muchon letuma v'yatzor tara. So water is something which contains in itself the ability to be metayer. It also can become tummy. So when the water is in its own body, like a mikveh, it's not only tohar, but it's the source of tahara. And the other hand, when the water is on the yadayim, because the yadayim are so rapidly become tummy, this also does. In other words, leaving water on the hands is a putting them in a position that when the water is not on in its mikveh or its natural habitat, but the water is on the person, it is old to be mekabel tuma much more rapidly. So we do find that the nimshal to water. So even though Israel was metame and everything, but we say that the sheirish of this tuma is sheir tuma soilam dafka. So it doesn't mean that the mamish ate lechem tami. We can say it's also a it's as if he ate lechem tami. Umais raim na mikra, the shayach lechem tami af kein ze lechem tami mamish. The only raya we're from the pasuk on this lashon is that it's shayach. That there's a musig of tumah that shayach when we speak about the lechem tumah, it's something which is a type of tumah that is shayach to lechem. The chsiv kochi yoch lechem tumah begoyim goyim, or bavare in ze lechem tumah mamish. Kach gam kan tzoich oblei nigov mayim shog betuma kilo ochlo lechem tami. O pirshish ni aborak shav me mitas da bazeh. So this first lesson is just that the umas ha'olam have they're like mayim, and b'meila everything that, you know, anything goes there is tami, and b'meila we can learn from that whatever if you did without nigov, you are going to be it'll be like tuma. So the Maisi says over here that the word that he likes over here, the Pshat he likes here, is that water has it's a metahir, but it's something that is very easy for it to become tame and mos and so on. I want to talk a little bit about this. It's very, very interesting. Water, on the one hand, it's a mikveh. It's something that is the essence of tahara. Water is mitayr in a mikveh, it's mitayr in a mayan, sure. On the other hand, the water, when it's on the hands, becomes more tummy than anything else. The water are machshirei tuma. So you get in water an almost extreme range between the ultimate in tahara and some sort of involvement, very, very positive involvement in the world of tumah. And here also, if a person doesn't wash his hands, that's terrible. If a person washes his hands, doesn't dry them, that's also terrible. And that's like an asik tummy. How do we understand it? So I think the pshat is, the Gemara says, like by Torah, zochnas samchayim, lo zochnas samovis, the koyach of water is that it is a certain, what's the right word for it? It's amorphous, doesn't have its own tsura, doesn't have anything of its own. It's transparent, it's amorphous, really tasteless, even though there are like 1,000 different types of mineral spa waters that everyone claims to have the taste of who knows what. I mean, I'm skeptical. My wife claims that she can detect the different tastes. I don't know. It usually helps when you see which bottle it's from. But do you have different tastes and so on and so forth? So water be'etzim has a certain lack of tzura to it. It doesn't have many properties. When the water is together, it forms a unit of above the metzias. In other words, anything that comes into water gets dissolved. Water is a universal solvent. Everything goes into water and becomes dissolved. The property of water is to be mevatel, everything to it. So if you have a shear of water that has enough water to be mevatel the person, then you have a bleak vul of amount of people that could be metayer. You can never really pass a mikra that's kosher. I mean, you can pass it through Zeichlin and so on, but I'm saying in terms of as many, you can have a million Talmudic people. As long as there's enough water there, it's fine. You can keep adding water and so on. Water has the property of his batlus, and b'mele it's mevatel people, and you become batel to it, and that's it become tar. You become like a Beri Chadasha. The problem here is when water doesn't have its own makom and its own shear, it's sheuvin. It's less than a shear, so now the water becomes bottle to everything else, and that is, so you have a common nekuda of bottle and ispatlus, where everything is. We have many many things that either it's mevatl others or it's misbatl, because of water's properties. It can, on the one hand, take everything else, dissolve it in it, and even a million times over be metahir. Or if it doesn't have a critical mass, in it, or it's not in its place, and so on, then it itself is the one that most easiest becomes to become tummy. That's where water is either situation. Without niguv, you're eating yadayim tmeyas. With niguv, that's the tire for yadayim. That's all the tire for yadayim. When a person is menagiv yodav, that's when we say once, if he uses the water only for tara, he pours water on his hand and gets rid of the water, then the person was metayer himself. If the person has water left over in his hands, that water has no shear, it's not being poured, that becomes tummy. And b'mele it is mitami. The two things go hand in hand.
What did Rav Moshe say? He said water's got the maximum chomer. So it's the maximum, the most chomeric thing in the world that there is. In a certain sense,
because the water is something that is. Because water has no tsura to it. In other words, a tsura means some sort of abstract misgeret on it. If I have wood, it has a color, it has a shape. Those are not physical, really physical qualities. Those are more abstract qualities. It's a table and it's a chair. Water is water. So in that sense, and he used to say it over from the Maral by Minamayim Mishisuhu about Moshe Rabbeinu, that she took him out of the water and you know, that he was above Mayim and so on. That's something he talks about a lot. But the way we're saying it is that its ability to be metaher and its ability to be mashal atum and so on are two sides of the same coin. Its metzias is really above a tzura, it's amorphous, and when you mevatel something in it, it's able to be metaher it, because it always takes the person to a level that used to be. It's as if I'm reducing the person back to raw material again. It's like when I recycle something, so I melt it down and I bring it back to its original state. That's one part of it. On the other hand, when the water doesn't have a shear, doesn't have that, it becomes mechubet to whatever is there, and it becomes takes on that property. Okay, so so it's interesting also when he writes. I'm thinking sort of a hemshel to that, not what the Maral says, but just a hemshel to the idea. It says, "Kocha yochme isos lachmam tomi bagoyim ashadichem sham." It means that Klal Yisrael, when they go into Golos, it's exactly the same thing like water. When Klal Yisrael is in its place, and Umas Ha'olam come to Eretz Yisrael, and that's where they see Shechinah, that's where they see Kedusha, they become bottle to Klal Yisrael, and they gain from it. When we get dispersed amongst the Umas Ha'olam, we have a way of rapidly picking up a lot of stuff from them. The Lechem Tameh is exactly the same type of idea. The fact that we make contact with them, and we have a tendency, and you know, history has certainly gone that way, that we tend to become extremely enmeshed with the Umas Ha'olam. So it's sort of an either-or situation. Okay, the next one is a new nekuda. I think we'll leave it because we're not going to have the next 2 weeks. I'm going to be in Etzrael Mitz Hashem, so I don't want to start the piece where we'll drop off that. Okay, any questions? Anything?
Rabbi, the pshat with the mime left on his hands.
Yeah.
What is the lamdas that the water was matire the hands, like was mavatl the hands to the water, so they become taho? But if he leaves the water on
the hands, so like, the water becomes very bottled to the hands. Since the bittul is a tchuna atzmis of the water, so when it's on a hand, it's not the shear and it's not the shficha, it becomes bottled to the hand, and then it assumes very rapidly the properties of the hand. It's the same quality, it's the same essence of water, but depending on how it interacts, you get two radically different results. Okay, Beseda, it's a good Shabbos.
Maybe
what?
Do you know where we could get a recording of the Hesped you said over in London?
Yes, I can actually forward it to you if you want. Do I have your email information?
I think so. It's Rabbi, you know, Bergman at Gmail.
Rabbi Bergman, I can forward it to you, and also Matsyo Rosenblum has it in his Dropbox. You have contact on your good terms with Matsyo?
I'll ask Matisyahu for it.
Ask Matisyahu, you take it. Ask Matisyahu for it. I forwarded it to him this morning, so he should have it.
Okay, thanks for
asking. Okay, take care. Bye. Shabbos.